Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda, an experienced energy healer with a science degree and a corporate background. I was born with a natural gift to release people from dark and negative energies so that they can heal and feel their best. My story started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm Mary, her friend, kind of new to all of this. I've heard too many remarkable stories that I can't ignore anymore. My background is in healthcare, so as you can imagine, I'm curious and a bit skeptical about energy work, but I'm 100% in if it helps people feel better.
Oh, I love Mary's reactions to my stories.
Yeah.
We are authentic, informative, and lots of fun. And sometimes, Mary, we are pretty serious.
Well, we're dealing with people's serious stuff, so yeah, it can be serious, but our conversations are fun, and the healing stories are awesome. And we will do a lot of learning. At least I will. And hopefully our listeners will.
Our goal is to support you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So make your life so brilliant. Join us to explore this fascinating world of energy healing.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's begin.
Hello again, Coffee Time with Brenda and friends. And we just decided to jump into the next recording.
Well, we had to, because I think Brenda had a lot more to say about the higher self. And we really like to keep these short for you so that they make a little bit of sense. But we thought, you know what? I want to know more about the higher self. And mostly, like, okay, now that I know it's there, I kind of know it's there. I mean, you're going to have to explain the science one day and how you know and how you can communicate with my higher self if I can't even do it. So I guess I want to know is, like, how do I know I have a higher self and how can I communicate with it? Is that even too big of a question, or that's okay?
Well, we're going to bring that big question into a very small, simple example that anybody can do.
Okay.
First thing, your higher self is always communicating with you. Always. The question is, do you listen?
Right.
So our
I guess if you don't know that it's there, you wouldn't even know to listen for it.
That's right, yeah. So we're going to attune you to, or kind of open your awareness to, hey, my higher self is talking to me, let me listen. I'm going to bring you a very simple example that anyone can do. First off, before we get into this example, how many of you have done something and then afterwards said, I knew better. Yeah. I knew not to do that. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
That was your higher self, you know, giving you the correct, most desirable way to respond, and then we respond the opposite.
Mm.
That gut feeling saying, don't, and yet we walk into danger.
Yeah.
Right? So we have these beautiful messages coming from our higher self, and sometimes we don't listen.
Right.
So if you're new to listening to your higher self and you want to practice, I'm going to give you the easiest way to bring some awareness to the situation.
And I guess I just want to remind people, like, you can call it your higher self, but you can call it your soul, your spirit, your inside voice, your gut reaction.
Intuition.
Like, there's so, intuition's
yeah,
a great one. Like, mm-hmm. So it can be called a number of different things. So if you don't resonate with that whole higher self thing, which I think I have some issues with, but I can listen to my soul.
Yeah, I feel comfortable saying that. Your soul is your higher knowing. That knows everything. That says, Mary, come this way. Let's go. And then we go the opposite way.
But it's
way
all the same thing as what you want to say, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's it. So here I am. I want to connect to the, we're going to go with the feeling, because a lot of people can feel more so than anything. So you don't have to be a meditator to do this. All you're going to do is find a quiet place, somewhere you can practice this. And when you're connecting with your higher self or that inner knowing, the intuition, you want to make two extreme examples, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would suggest the first time, and people have done this and they say, yeah, it really does, like, I can get it. So you're sitting quietly, and I want you to think of one of your favorite experiences.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a person. It just be something that happened to you that you just love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sit quietly and you think of this, now some people say, I can't visualize. It doesn't matter. I don't want you to visualize. I want you to feel that experience. I want you to be there. I want you to remember it. And when you're remembering that good feeling thing, how does your body feel? It feels relaxed. It feels happy. It feels warm. It feels tingly. It feels this. Everyone's going to feel
different.
At peace, right?
Yeah.
Now, once you have that gauge of what that is, you can also then say, show me what my yes is. And when you ask your higher self, show me what a yes answer is, what you're going to do is get that same light feeling that you just had. Mm-hmm. You're saying, okay, so my yes or something good feels like this throughout my body. Now, after you do that and you have your kind of your scale of what a yes feels like, what a positive feels like, now I want you to sit quietly and think of something that makes you angry, sad, frustrated, something you do not like. All right, you can use a person if that person really bothers you, whatever it is. You're going to sit quietly and you're going to feel as something that you don't like, and then feel how your body feels. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can have a tension in your solar plexus. Some people feel a squeezing in their chest. Some people feel pricklies all over. Some people feel like very condensed energy come over them. Mm-hmm. We're all very different.
Yeah, I definitely feel it in my gut for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So you want to feel that, and then you're going to ask your higher self, show me what a no feels like. And it's going to be similar to that feeling you just had with that icky thing. Mm. So now you know how your higher self is communicating with you through your body language. The yes, the good feels this way. The negative, the icky feels that way. Mm. Practice that for a bit. Now, if you want to go to the next level, there's something called muscle testing. But when you're also working with your higher self or somebody else's higher self, you need to be in alignment. It is so important to be in alignment, because if you're not, a yes answer can be a no answer. So start with something for yourself that's not, you're not too attached. What feels good, what feels bad.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more, I can teach you more in a course, because it's not something I can do in a very short thing like
this.
Yeah,
actually, that's a good thing. Let us know if you're watching this and you want to know how to get into alignment so that you can communicate with your higher self, your intuition, so that it can help guide you into a happier place in your life. Let us know if you want that course, because I think we could build something like that.
And the one thing, like, I've been doing this for a very long time, so I've always heard people's higher selves. Mm-hmm. As that's just my gift. But also, I can talk to someone's higher self using muscle testing, which we can go through. There's many different ways to do muscle testing. Mm-hmm. I also communicate with a pendulum. Pendulums are really neat. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I picked up a pendulum and it's speaking to me. I would just be weary with that if you're just picking up a pendulum for the very first time, because there are lots of different energies out there and you always want to tap into the divine connection. You don't want interference. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I love using my pendulum, but I know in the right circumstances, I always make sure I'm in alignment and I have permission to proceed.
Yeah.
But maybe in the next one, I will show you how I use a pendulum to incorporate in my healings.
Yeah. So that, you know what, there's a couple things from this session that we're going to do a course, and we're going to introduce you to a pendulum.
Thank you.
But for today, I think that's all we got.
Okay. Yes. Stop me.
I'm talking to your higher self.
Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.